Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the National Education Association, America's largest union, they launch a pseudo-military campaign against our schools and our values and your children. Wait till you hear about this. We also go into detail of what is liberal education and should you have your children be taught everything. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, on this episode after a wonderful Independence Day weekend. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank some of our amazing supporters here. I want to thank Anne from Libertyville, Illinois. Thank you. I want to thank Joyce from Brentwood, California. Thank you. I want to thank James from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you. Andrew from West Columbia, Alabama. Thank you. Andrew from West Columbia, South Carolina, for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Your support allows us to continue to grow and reach new heights at charliekirk.com/support. Also, Noel from Massachusetts, and Nicole from Washington, charliekirk.com/support. We hope to see all of you in Tampa, Florida, July 17, 18, 19, and 20 at tpusa.com/SAS. We hope to see you at the Student Action Summit in beautiful Tampa, Florida. We have the best speakers you can imagine, so sign up today. All ages are welcome, students and adults. All families are coming. It's going to be a packed event, so get your tickets right now at tpusa.com/SAS. Donald Trump Jr., Mike Pompeo, Dan Bongino, Ted Cruz, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Senator Rick Scott, Kayleigh McEnany, Pete Hegseth, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Benny Johnson, Jesse Waters, Kat Timpf, Greg Gutfeld, Jack Posobiec, Congressman Byron Donalds, and more at tpusa.com/SAS. I will be there, and I tried to take a picture with everyone that comes. We're going to have a lot of fun. I hope to see you there at tpusa.com/SAS, Tampa, Florida. Be there. Get your family there, everybody. tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim under seas, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, or maybe you want to be able to go to the Phoenix Suns finals game like some other people are going. But maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. We have been busy. You know who else has been busy? The National Education Association. This story is almost too stunning to be true. This story happened over July 4th weekend. So while you were enjoying the, hopefully your family, your friends, maybe some grilling, which by the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but a new development shows that grilling is terrible and we must ban all outdoor grilling of food. I pretended to debate Allie Beth Stuckey about this on Fox News. I think that was on Friday evening with Jesse Waters. While you were hopefully enjoying your nation and your country, the people that educate your children were conspiring. Now, before I get into that, I just want to show one point of data to frame the urgency of this particular issue. A poll published on Monday, yesterday, found that a majority of young people do not identify as being proud to be American. The poll, conducted by Issues and Insights and Tip Insights, found that among young people ages 18 to 24, 36% said that they were very or extremely proud to be an American, where 35% said they are not proud at all to be an American. On the 245th anniversary, I'm reading from TheBlaze.com, of American independence, a 68% majority of surveyed adults said they were extremely proud to be an American. So you have 34% of young people proud, 68% of adults. How did this happen? What happened because of one of the organizations that have been tasked with educating your children, that have been running the government schools in our country. Now, you will notice I do not call them public schools. They are government schools. They do not exist for the public good. They do not exist for anything that is decent or true or beautiful. Instead, they exist to reinforce the power of the state. So while you were maybe on a lake enjoying some fireworks, guess who hosted a conference? That's right. Over this last weekend, the National Education Association Conference held their event from July 2nd to July 6th. Their last day is today. Now, let me just first say this. What kind of sick and twisted self-hating apparatchiks host a conference over July 4th weekend? Who does that? I know people that want to lay under the cover of darkness while decent Americans are celebrating our separation from the British crown and our founding. The Marxists that are teaching your children, they are plotting and planning. Now, of course, they are in Denver, Colorado. What is it about self-hating white liberals that they just need to continue to congregate in Denver, Colorado? Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which, by the way, we have a very fun thing that we're about to announce with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I can't tell you what it is, but it's going to be very fun. You will see it, hopefully. I think next week is the All-Star Game, right? Where I don't watch baseball anymore. They've decided that they hate America, and have fun in the mostly white city of Denver, Colorado, while the black businesses in Atlanta, Georgia struggle to make ends meet. So the National Education Association Conference, the NEA, I'm going to be referencing this acronym NEA many times throughout this hour. So it's the National Education Association. This is a teacher union organization. It's the largest teacher union in the country. It represents over 3 million public school employees in all 50 states. So over this last weekend, ending today, it held their annual representative assembly with delegates from across the United States voting on priorities and to allocate funding. So they have 3 million people that pay dues to the National Education Association. Now, thanks to the Janus decision, thanks to the United States Supreme Court's decision, if you or anyone you know that is part of the teacher union is paying dues and they don't want to, they can now voluntarily withdraw their dues. Let me say that again. Most teachers do not know this, but teachers, you do not have to be part of a union anymore. You don't. The U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on that. Many teachers are lied to and they are deceived by their fellow teachers or by their administrators. So they held this massive conference. And while most Americans were enjoying leisure time and going on Lake Winnetka, or maybe they were in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, or maybe they were in Fayetteville, Arkansas, saying, I love my country and I might not like Joe Biden, but at least I want a couple days to remember how it used to be. Oh, not so fast, my friends. The serpents in the grass, the plotters and the planners and the people that engage in treachery, they were fast at work. You see, the National Education Association, they made some announcements over the weekend, certain resolutions that were approved. The National Education Association announced on Saturday evening that they had approved funding for three different initiatives related to critical race theory. The National Education Association, which represents 3 million public school education teachers in all 50 states, have agreed on increasing the implementation of critical race theory in the K-12 curriculum. They've agreed that they want to promote critical race theory in every local school district across the country. The National Education Association has come out and they've said that they are going to attack opponents of critical race theory, including parent organizations and conservative research centers. So effectively, the National Education Association says they're going to declare war on Turning Point USA. Good luck. We'll be waiting for you. Coming after conservative research centers. Yeah, we work weekends. You don't. Good luck. The National Education Association went on to say that this is a large break, and we are now going to have to double down on these ideas and these attacks on the anti-racist revolution that is happening. Now, I'm going to read the specific resolutions here of what the National Education Association has put forward. The people that are tasked with educating your children. In fact, in particular, it's new business item 39 passed by the National Education Association. It's adopted as modified. Quote, share and publicize through existing channels information already available on critical race theory, what it is and what it's not, and have a team of staffers for members who want to learn more and fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric and share information with other NEA members as well as community members. The National Education Association met on July 4th weekend, and it struck me that this is almost like a new legislative body. This did not go through the state house. This was not signed by a governor. This was not approved by a school board. Instead of working through the framework of passing laws and deliberation, you have this extra constitutional 3 million member body that is run by basically cartel thugs that call themselves teacher union representatives. And they are now forcibly pushing down critical race theory in every single school district across the country. You see, the National Education Association, the language that they pushed forward, this reads almost like a military campaign. We're going to dive into the details of this, but this feels as if they have a clearly defined mission. They've identified their enemies. They know where they're going to invade, and the resolve with which they write their resolutions, they're ready to go scorched earth against you and your children and the nation. With the National Education Association approved over July 4th weekend, while you are enjoying your hot dogs, your fireworks, and your friends, is a taxpayer-funded invasion of your nation and your culture. Through the classrooms and the teachers, while you thought that everyone could agree that they could be happy to be an American, the teachers, that the little revolutionaries with college degrees that are tasked with passing down values, they met, they plotted, and they are ready to invade every classroom in all 50 states. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your outdated media digitally preserved on a modern format. And right now they're offering 40% off so you can ensure your memories are safe for generations. When I got Legacy Box, it was amazing. I had all these old memories. I just threw them in the box. I was in a hurry. DVDs, don't use those anymore. CDs, don't those. And then someone had these three letters. I said, what are those? And I remembered. Flashback to NOM. VHS. Do you have any of those VHS cassette tapes? Look, let's digitize them, okay? Let's get to a hard drive. Let's get on the cloud. Let's break free of things that might go away. Once you revisit these moments, you'll realize how much your past is worth saving. I know for me, I wanted to save history of sports. I wanted to save history for all sorts of different things. And I can tell you right now, Legacy Box is amazing. Get back perfectly preserved digital copies on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, ready to watch, share, and enjoy. With this exclusive offer, now's the perfect time to turn your aging tapes and films into a digital archive that's safe forever. Go to legacybox.com/Charlie. Legacy Box is offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. That's legacybox.com/Charlie. Legacybox.com/Charlie for 40% off. Legacybox.com/Charlie. The NEA held their conference over the weekend, like any group of self-hating apparatchiks. You know, they hold it over the weekend of July 4th, because why would they be celebrating? Instead, they're trying to revolutionize the nation. Could you imagine if they held it over June 19th? Could you imagine if, oh, no, you can't do that. No, but July 4th weekend, absolutely. The National Education Association, that has over 3 million public school employees, and that they are teaching your children or your grandchildren, and maybe you say, oh, my family will never go to such public schools. Okay, well, then your taxpayer dollars are still funding this cultural invasion. So let me read to you the business items that were approved by the National Education Association. This reads as if the NEA is on war footing. I do not use that language lightly. This reads as if they were plotting a takeover of Normandy Beach. We're going to have massive and decisive action. We know who the enemy is, and nothing will stop us. The National Education Association voted to join with Black Lives Matter at school and the Zinn Education Project, which comes from the Howard Zinn Education Project, which is a pile of garbage of anti-American literature, to hold a National Day of Action on George Floyd's birthday. The National Education Association now voted to approve that they are going to recruit teachers to hold political demonstrations and teach lessons about structural racism and oppression. Oh, it gets better. The National Education Association will use existing materials to educate its states and local affiliates and members about the dangers of anti-transgender legislation targeting transgender youth in sports or restricting their access to gender-affirming care. The National Education Association will use online platforms in addition to NEA Today to raise awareness about period poverty, which is the lack of access to menstrual supplies. The National Education Association will publicize via appropriate social media the end to Title 42, the Trump-era racist policy of turning away immigrants at the southern border and forcing family separations. Now, if you think this reads like a Democrat super PAC, you're right. But it gets better. The National Education Association, that represents 3 million teachers, over this weekend voted that they're going to provide an already created in-depth study that critiques empire, white supremacy, anti-blackness, anti-indigeneity, racism, patriarchy, cis-heteropatriarchy, capitalism, ableism, anthropocentrism, and other forms of power and oppression at the intersections of our society, and that we oppose to ban critical race theory and or the 1619 Project. Let me read that again. The National Education Association will instruct all 3 million members of their organization to stand against capitalism, to stand up against any form of power or oppression, and that if anyone dares to ban critical race theory or the 1619 Project, the National Education Association, with their massive amounts of funding and their millions of members, will come after you. You see, the National Education Association, the NEA, has now decided that they are going to play offense. They want to invade every single school board and every school district across the country. They have seen the uprising of parents across America. They have seen the sort of backlash. And instead of backing down, no. The National Education Association is now saying we will mobilize everything we possibly have against the parents of America. They will now, and I quote, this is a quote straight from there. They will eradicate racist laws and policies and practices. Do you know what's not involved in anything that I've seen from the National Education Association? Not once are they trying to improve literacy of any of their students. Make sure their students are better at math and science, teaching character or objective truth. You see, without objective truth, the absurd rules the day, which is exactly what we're seeing in this National Education Association taxpayer-funded invasion of our nation and our schools. So what can we do about the NEA's latest military mission? What can we do against this all-out blitzkrieg campaign against our history, our language, our culture, and our values? Well, the NEA has now declared war on you and our nation. So it's time for us to respond in kind. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more. The National Education Association is finishing up their meeting this weekend. They have said that they want to achieve dramatic funding increases for proven programs such as services for low-income students. They want to increase the implementation of culturally responsive education and critical race theory. They said critical race theory. So let's get cut nine on Joy Reid, or just on MSNBC, who says that, oh, critical race theory is not being taught in schools. So cut nine, this is their new talking point, by the way. You're going to hear this if you show up to school board meetings. We heard this at the Chandler Unified School District meeting when I showed up. And they said, oh, no, we're not teaching critical race theory, we're teaching equity. Well, according to your mother organization, according to the mothership, according to the supreme overarching organization, not only are you teaching critical race theory, they want more funding for it and they're going to be implementing it. Play cut nine.
Basically using critical race theory as a brand name.
Oh, absolutely. It's a distraction. You're right. No one is teaching critical race theory K through 12.
Just to be clear, can you just repeat it? It is a law school test. What is critical race theory?
Critical race theory talks about the influence of race in American laws, even things that don't have to do specifically with they're not talking about race. Very often they have a racial component to it.
No one's teaching critical race theory racist. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can read. Quote, we need to implement cultural responsive education and critical race theory. So what do you say about that, Joy Reid? Meanwhile, did you know that 5,000 teachers have now signed a pledge to commit to teach critical race theory regardless of what the law says? The Zinn Education Project, which is an extension of the Howard Zinn view of the world, who is an anti-American apparatchik. He had a book called about the true history of the United States, the people's history of the United States. Let's see if my See, I am a wealth of useless knowledge until it becomes useful. And basically, Howard Zinn wrote this book, The People's History of the United States, which is super flawed and it's straw man arguments. It doesn't use original source documents. And so the Zinn Education Project has now said that they are going to support 5,000 plus teachers across the country that will teach critical race theory regardless of what these laws say. The National Education Association president is a black woman by the name of, I want to make sure of this, Becky Pringle. It's an interesting name, Becky Pringle. And I want you to listen to her yourself. This is the woman who is the head of the armed forces of the taxpayer-funded invasion happening in your schools and your culture. While you are enjoying your July 4th weekend, Becky Pringle, the five-star general of the forces to destroy America, was saying this, that we're all co-conspirators in the fight for racial justice. Cut 14, please.
And to you, my fellow co-conspirators, in this fight for racial and social and education justice, thank you for inspiring me with your determination and your dedication. Thank you.
She then goes on to say, we need you to lead the way to our future. And so if you study the history of government education in our country, it started right after the Civil War. You see, education in America was usually local. It was churches, it was parents, it was mothers that were the ones that were driving forward for education in our country. Government education was a project developed by a very dangerous man by the name of John Dewey. John Dewey was a progressive. He even wrote this whole doctrine on progressive education. He believed it was the state's role to mold and to pour into students to try to have a more communitarian, to try to have a less family-centric view. You see, the vision of John Dewey is finally being played out. A heavy hand of government through government schools that will teach children not to read, not to write, not to be able to do math, not to have character, not to take responsibility for their actions, but to create them into revolutionaries. You see, public education, and not one word that I have read through the National Education Association's meeting this last weekend was about, you know, maybe we should do something about the fact that there are five schools in downtown Baltimore of which almost every single child is black, where we cannot find one student that reads at a fifth grade level. Instead, you have this very nasty, harsh, and angry black woman who is basically screaming at a camera, thinking that she's either Che Guevara, Eva Peron, and in some ways, she is. In some ways, she is a third world country style revolutionary. You see, Becky Pringle is the type that would mobilize tanks in the streets if there was a political cartoon she didn't like in the newspaper. People like her is why the Constitution was written. Play cut 15.
We need you to lead the way to our future. For those of you who know the power of collective action, who launched the Red for Ed movement across this country, we need you to use your collective power to demand this country live up to its promise. And for those of you who know that every single decision that's made for our students and our schools is a political one, we need you to get everyone who knows you, who likes you, who loves you, or intends to keep living with you to vote for Joe Biden so we can end this national nightmare and build back better.
So this was before the convention, I'm guessing, unless she's already going for 2024 for Biden. But do you hear the intensity of what she's speaking at? People like Becky Pringle, who's in charge of the National Education Association, who's in charge of the largest teacher union in the country. She has such a nasty view of America. And it was shown in quite detail this last weekend. With over 3 million members, their annual representative assembly also decided to post, and I'm going to reemphasize this point, that now they are going to mobilize your children and students across the country to hold political demonstrations and teach lessons about structural racism and oppression. In addition, this is unbelievable. I forgot to mention this. There's so much here, by the way. It would warrant many hours of programming. The NEA will research organizations attacking educators for doing anti-racist work, and use the research already done to put together a list of resources and recommendations for state, local, and individual educators to utilize when they are attacked. The research, resources, and recommendations will be shared with members through the NEA's social media, an article in NEA Today, and recorded a virtual presentation webinar. So basically, they're going to create a list of anyone who dare would attack their agenda. I hope that we make the list. I hope I'm on the top of the list. Please, Becky Pringle, put me and Turning Point USA on your wonderful list. Very militant posture for teacher unions to make. Now, let me be very clear. There are some wonderful teachers out there. This is a teacher union, and they are going to put this forward. But also, there's plenty of good teachers out there, but there's also some pretty awful teachers. Like the 5,000 teachers that have just signed on, they said, we are going to teach critical race theory regardless of what the law says. Now, I believe that they are making a massive mistake. These people are all bark, no bite. These people are all vapor, no substance. This is nothing. This is just like dealing with, let's just say, JV criminals. It's no different. These are the people that like to talk a big game, but they wouldn't ever act upon it. The only way to deal with this form of a pseudo-criminal network that is trying to put forward these ideas to poison and infect your children is if we metaphorically, you hear that, Media Matters, metaphorically punch back twice as hard. And we have the power. They are doing this because they are nervous. They're doing this because they're anxious. And they are saying that they want to execute the largest military educational campaign in American history. 50 states, millions of educators, critical race theory, anti-racism. Okay, that's the game you want to play? Then we will be at every school board meeting. We will name the names of the teachers that are doing this. We will publicize them. We will publicize the school board members. We will get state legislators involved. If you all of a sudden, NEA, want to make an unpopular issue for you and a popular issue for us codified into the policy of the NEA, batters up. We're going to win. You're going to lose. It's going to get nasty. You're going to win in certain areas. It'll get more radical in Chicago, San Francisco, and Oakland, but you will lose. You will lose this fight, and I'll walk you through exactly how. Look, we all complain about the woke industrial complex, the woke Marxists that are running our schools, that are running media, and yes, also running our banks. You see, look, the real estate market, it's red hot. Tyler, he just sold his home and he said, Charlie, I've never seen the market so unbelievable. So maybe you want to go buy a home. Maybe they're taking advantage of low interest rates. With all the economic uncertainty underway, people need to invest in real stuff. So here's a rule of thumb. We here are a solution-based show. So if you don't like the woke nonsense, stop using the woke banks. It's that simple. No more Wells Fargo. No more JP Morgan. No more Goldman Sachs. No more big bank culture. Instead, I have these two great friends, and they do a great job. It's Andrew and Todd, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian. They love the Lord. They are Christians. They are honest. They are straight shooters. And they are on a mission to make sure that you guys can refinance, but be told the truth. Look, when I took out mortgages for the properties that I have, it was one of the worst experiences I've ever been through. Yeah, some of the people were very nice, but I could tell you the bank itself was just so bureaucratic and hard to work with. My producer, Andrew, is working right now with Andrew and Todd to fight against the woke banking culture. And he tells me that they're part counselors, part financial counselors, planners, and they're really helping him. So here's the thing. Andrew and Todd are mortgage bankers. They're not brokers. That means Andrew and Todd and their team can take care of your loan personally from start to finish. You'll likely actually talk to Andrew and Todd yourself. So right now, maybe you're walking or you're like, I want to refinance the home, or maybe I'm under the process. Stop it. No more Wells Fargo. They're funding $1 billion to BLM Incorporated. Drives me nuts. Bank of America shut off a U.S. Senate candidate who's running in Senate in Delaware, just shut off their bank account. Instead, let's support the good guys. I know a lot of you right now say, Charlie, I want to support the good guys. Let's do it together, okay? So here's how you do it. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's pretty easy to remember, right? Andrew, Todd, andrewandtodd.com, or call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172 and say, hey, I want to talk to Andrew and Todd. Charlie Kirk told me to call. In fact, I just had this unbelievable meeting with them. We talked theology. We talked the church. They're conservative. They're unbelievable. And all you have to do is call them up. Just go to andrewandtodd.com, call 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172 and say, Andrew or Todd, I would like to speak to you. Charlie Kirk sent me. And I'm telling you, you'll probably get them on the phone unless they're traveling or handling some crisis. They take a lot of the phone calls themselves. Great people. andrewandtodd.com. No more woke banks. Let's work together to crush the back of woke Wall Street and support the good guys. andrewandtodd.com. The National Education Association is joining with Black Lives Matter and the Zinn Education Project. How are they doing with literacy? In 4th through 8th grade reading, only 13% of Baltimore City students are considered proficient or advanced. In 4th grade math, 14% were proficient, and in 8th grade math, 11% hit the mark. This is according to a National Assessment of Educational Progress, a federally mandated test for the U.S. Department of Education. The U.S. Department of Education has done a test, and it says that in Baltimore, there were 5 schools where they could not find a single student that was able to read at grade level. Yet the priority is to create a list of any parent or any organization that stands in opposition to critical race theory. So what do we do about this? Well, thankfully, a lot of this is all a bunch of noise. The NEA is commissioned by the local school boards to even exist or even be allowed in the local school district. If conservatives are serious about saving America, and that's a big if, because sometimes we talk a big game and then we sue for peace at the last possible moment. Every school board that has a conservative tilt should say, okay, the National Education Association is now considered to be a hate group and is not allowed in our local school district. If you're a member of the National Education Association, you are not allowed to teach our children. We look at the NEA with a moral equivalent as the KKK. Thanks so much. Have a nice life. That is what every school board should do across the country. Now, that would be offense. Now, it's not going to happen at most. But now, you have in writing, this is not some sort of right-wing conspiracy, as the low-IQ Joy Reid always says on her television. Now, this is instead in clear writing, a top-down campaign, a taxpayer-funded attempted invasion, a metaphorical bombing campaign, and now you, the parent out there or the student, you have everything it takes to fight back against this insidious train of ideas. We've talked about where CRT comes from. We've done that in phenomenal detail. I think that our program has probably done that better than almost any other program, from a theological standpoint, from a Christian standpoint, from a secular standpoint, from a moral standpoint, from a historical standpoint. If you have any curiosity about critical race theory, you need to subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show right now on your podcast. We probably have at least 20 episodes in the last 60 days dedicated to just this topic. So we know it's a problem. And we know that it's now being forcibly implemented. But the NEA is acting as if they're the ones that run the school districts. Yeah, they don't. You do. Your taxpayer dollars do. You running for school board do. Your public comment does. And so it should be very simple. The National Education Association will now be viewed in the same moral light as the KKK. Not one teacher is allowed to be a member of it. If you don't like it, take a hike. And you have the power to say that, because the National Education Association is basically saying that they want to bring forward a racial hierarchy style of view that resembles some of the most evil atrocities in the 20th century. That's what we want to forcibly implement through the National Education Association. Well, it's anti-racism, Charlie. No, it's not. It's bigotry. And I don't have to explain it because you're a bigot. You want to play that game? Want to play the name-calling game? You, what is her name? Brenda Spindle? Pringle. Isn't Pringle like a chip? I haven't had Pringles. They're the ones that are real. They like deteriorate if you look at them, right? That's what a Pringle is. They like just shatter into a million pieces. I haven't seen their advertisements in a while. Pringles. We're low on time, so that's a different sidebar for another time. The NEA has declared war on you and our country. And our values. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Neville Chamberlain moment. No, it's very simple. You're a member of this. You're a bigot. Get out as quickly as you can. And if you double down, you have no place teaching my kids. I might pull my kids out of government schools, but I am going to keep the pressure on. For anyone out there, if you're a conservative, independent, moderate, or a free thinker, this is an opportunity, but it's also, it warrants a sense of urgency, because we cannot allow the bad guys to win with this style of ideas. They have overplayed their hand on an unpopular and evil idea. They are trying to implement it so that your children learn it. But the only thing that they underestimated was you. Do something about it. Who's your wireless provider? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. What if I told you PureTalk USA uses the exact same network as one of those carriers? Same tower, same exact coverage, but literally costs you half. I know it sounds crazy. When I first heard about PureTalk, I thought, this is too good to be true. Sarah from Abilene, Texas says, the service is amazing. Love the price. The speed is quick. The reception is perfect. Eugene from Granbury, Texas, good service. Haven't any problems in our travels. We move around the state pretty much. Since giving up AT&T, we really don't feel there's any difference in the quality. We're getting ready to put our service on our iPads as well. Switching is so easy. You can keep your phone. They'll just send you a SIM card so you can get the same great service you currently have at half the price. So why is it so much cheaper than AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile? Well, the average person is saving $400 a year. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. So here's the deal. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, plus 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. All you need to do is grab your phone and dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. That's #250. Say keyword Charlie Kirk. And when you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Keyword Charlie Kirk, #250. So a lot of stories we want to get to here. One of them is this story of whether or not we should teach critical race theory. Now, I know we've talked about this a lot, but there's this idea that, well, what are you, against freedom of speech, Charlie? What are you, afraid of trying to have these ideas implemented? Now, on the surface, this sounds like a good argument, right? This sounds like, well, yeah, maybe we should have our children be exposed to everything. Maybe we should teach them all things, but then you should ask yourself the question, what is education? Well, first, let's go back to the word education. It comes from a Latin word, to lead forth. Therefore, the educators are tasked with trying to lead children to a specific truth. You see, the lie of government education as it is now is at its most neutral, they're saying that, well, we're never going to say anything that is definitively true. The children are going to have to figure it out themselves. That's really stupid. To all of a sudden say to a bunch of fourth graders, yeah, we're not going to tell you what is right or what is wrong, what is good, what is evil, what is true, what is beautiful and wonders. You're going to have to go figure it out yourself. We're going to make no such claims in our position as an educator to lead you forward to something that might be meaningful. At its worst, it's the opposite. It's trying to lead forth children to be revolutionaries. And you're seeing that quite often. You see, this idea of liberal education, it doesn't mean like liberal versus conservative. It comes back to this idea of the studying of things that are eternal, basically going towards ultimate purposes, things that are always true, trying to go after things that are transcendent. A liberal arts education is good for its own sake. This includes reading the classics. This includes going through Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, Aquinas, Augustine, understanding the Enlightenment, and coming to the conclusion of the process of the development of the human being, of what is the human being? What is the soul? What is the spirit? What is character? Character comes from a Greek word which means imprint or tattoo or etched onto you. Are we developing character now? Not very well. There's this article here in the New York Times, which again is kind of my current proof that I do things I don't want to do for the greater good, for public health, to fight extremism, because the experts tell me. Public health, extremism, experts, my three favorite terms. Paul Krugman. As I read this, on the right side of A15, Paul Krugman, it's morning in Joe Biden's America. I'm going to have to read that during the break. The Misguided Bans on Critical Race Theory by Camille Foster, David French, Jason Stanley, and Thomas Chatterton Williams. Now, let me just say this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 people do not collectively write an op-ed. What that means is that one person wrote this and the others agreed or disagreed and basically contributed a sentence here and there. Just a little bit of wisdom if you think that actually 4 people come together and write an op-ed. It says, what is the purpose of liberal education? That's a good question. What is the purpose of liberal education? The purpose of liberal education is to defend truth, pursue truth, and defend liberty. That's the purpose of liberal education. Do you know that liberal education does not mean to educate on all things? It means to understand what liberty is, the pursuit of virtue. It comes back to this phrase that you'll hear a lot of times at Hillsdale College, that strength rejoices in the challenge. You see, when you educate children, you have limited time. You have limited attention. You're not going to be able to educate them properly on everything. In fact, you'll be lucky to educate them properly on one or two things. You'll be very fortunate to be able to spend time with a young child to be able to understand something complex and meaningful, maybe two or three things by the time they get to third grade. Big picture things. This article written by all these people says, in recent weeks, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Idaho, and Texas have all passed legislation that places significant restrictions on what can be taught in public school and in some cases public universities too. Let me stop here. It's hilarious that now all of a sudden all of these people that have remained completely and totally silent about restrictions on pro-American education, they get really upset that all of a sudden the worst ideas imaginable are now being banned from being taught. Tennessee House Bill SB 0623 has banned any teaching that could lead an individual to feel discomfort, guilt, or anguish, or another form of psychological distress solely because of the individual's race or sex. In addition to this vague proscription, it restricts teaching that leads to, quote, division between resentment on race, religion, creed, and nonviolent political affiliation, social class, or class of people. Texas Bill 3979 goes further, forbidding teaching that, quote, slavery and racism are anything other than deviations from betrayals or failures to living up to the authentic founding principles of the United States. Well, that's exactly right. What's wrong with that? That is true. But according to Camille Foster, David French, Jason Stanley, and Thomas Chatterton Williams, we should teach people things that aren't true. Is that what education is for? Should we instruct and lead forth in a direction that is destructive? Continues by saying, well, the Texas bill also bars any classroom from requiring, quote, an understanding of the 1619 Project. The New York Times special edition devoted to reframing the nation's founding. Oh, they admit it. They're trying to reframe the nation's founding. And hence prohibits assignment on any part of its required reading. These initiatives have been marked as anti-critical race theory laws. We, the authors of this essay, have a wide ideological divergence. Yeah, no kidding. On the explicit targets of the legislation. Some of us are deeply influenced by the academic discipline of critical race theory and its critique of racist structures and admire the 1619 Project. Some of us are skeptical of the structural racist explanations and racial identity itself and disagree with the methodology. Okay, so they're already giving way too much. David French, who probably is the second part of this, is giving way too much credit to the 1619 Project. The 1619 Project is a torpedo campaign to destroy the fabric of America. There is Nicole Hannah Jones is a charlatan. She's a witch doctor. She is someone that has made up everything, no original source documents. She has lied her way through her career. And if you'd like a correct and proper response to Nicole Hannah Jones, I encourage everyone to check out the 1776 report published by Carol Swain, Matthew Spaulding, and Dr. Larry Arn, a project of Hillsdale College. And they go chapter and verse and they deconstruct the deconstructionist in a way that she doesn't even dare respond. But I suppose there is this question, and I want you guys to mull over this in the break. Their argument is that all ideas, no matter how bad they are and how racist they are and how misguided they are, they should all be taught at an equal and fair hearing to children. Okay. Do you think that children should be taught that one race is better than the other? Well, that's what liberal education is, right? Liberal education is that everyone should be exposed to everything. Should we teach children that Newton was wrong? Should we teach children that the earth is flat? Should we teach children that metaphysics is nothing more than an opinion? You see, if you extrapolate Camille Foster and David French and Jason Stanley and Thomas Chatterton Williams' opinion here, you're basically yielding the ground that there is no such thing as absolute truth. And I will reemphasize what I've said. You remove absolute truth. Absurdity rules the day. I can tell you right now, Independence Day with Good Rancher's steak was one word, delicious. No, another word, heavenly. Another word, euphoric, you get the point. Did you know that 80% of grass-fed beef is sold in the United States as imported from overseas? Why? It's because people do not demand America First meat. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com. Their product is 100% American. When you buy steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the country and met with the actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the products are individually wrapped, which eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time or better yet, subscribe. So here's how it works. People say, Charlie, I don't get it. Does like a rancher come to my home? No. Okay, here's how it is. You get a box. When I got the box here at the office, I saw smiles of every employee and hope. The hope that they had was that maybe we would be doing an open-air Good Ranchers cookout. In fact, people were whispering. I saw one person with almost gleeful expectation in their eyes say, will I be able to open the box and get the trim, marbled, beautiful American First meat? And of course, I kept it all for myself, so none of them got any of it. So you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie to get $20 off and free express shipping. Or use the code Charlie and tell me your reaction to all of it. Freedom at charliekirk.com. 100% beef and chicken. And I'm telling you right now, they just send you a box of meat. This is not complicated, everybody, okay? A rancher doesn't come to your home. You don't have to say, hello, good rancher man. It's a box, and it's beautiful, and it's marbled, and it's American. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie with an S. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. These laws seek to censor the free expression of ideas in schools, is what the New York Times says. As if the New York Times is so invested now in Socratic dialogue, as if the New York Times, with their radio silence in the last decade of the suppression of conservative thought on campuses. So let me ask a question to Camille Foster, David French, Jason Stanley, Thomas Chatterton Williams. Do you think that in public education, would you be okay with eugenics being taught? If all of a sudden there were a couple teachers that said, hey, we think that white people are better than black people. Are you guys cool with that being taught? Or is that the suppression of freedom of speech? You say, these laws seek to censor the free expression of ideas in schools. Okay, well, you're about free expression of ideas. Why don't we have a whole symposium then? Hey, Camille Foster, you can chair it on eugenics. If you don't know what eugenics are, it's the study of how to arrange reproduction within a human population to increase the occurrence of certain characteristics, that one race might be better than the other. Now, we don't teach that in our public schools. Why? Why don't we teach that in our public schools? Well, because there was an agreement after such ideas were implemented at top levels of totalitarian regimes that these ideas of forced sterilization, putting people who are unfit to reproduce that have mental or physical disabilities, or people that have maybe disfavorable status in certain minority groups, that's an evil idea, and that should not be taught to our children. But according to the new defenders of the bans on critical race theory, they say these are speech codes. You hear that? Well, if these are speech codes, then we should liberate the classroom to become 8chan. That's what we should. We should have 4-year-olds learn all the garbage on the internet as soon as possible. You see, what I'm getting at right here is that's not what education is. The teacher-to-student relationship is about nurturing, developing, and trying to get that young person to understand what is truth, what is true. And that does not happen by force-feeding them disproven and garbage ideas, especially about their history, their background, and their culture. You see, this alleged idea, it says here, the task of defending the fundamentally liberal democratic nature of the American project ultimately requires the confidence to meet the challenges to that vision. Censoring such challenges is a concession to their power, not a defense. Now, it's really interesting. They say here, these restrictions. What if I told you restrictions are necessary to pursue freedom? What if I told you that certain restrictions are moral to allow young people to be able to see what is true and is beautiful? Otherwise, you will have nothing more than a chaotic classroom. You're trying to tell me that you have the time, the skill, and the patience to be able to teach a 10-year-old? Okay, let me tell you, young Steve. White people are better than black people. You want that to be taught in your public schools? You see, that's the argument that these people are making. Oh, no, no, I thought you're supposed, we're not supposed to ban things. No, well, when we ban critical race theory, that's what we're banning. We're banning discussions on racial hierarchy. You see, the pro-chaos smear merchants that wrote this article in the New York Times, they're afraid that all of a sudden we might become a country that again cares about character, not on skin color. You see, if we do not have very clearly stated curriculum or standards for instruction, then you are going to have a generation of nihilists and revolutionaries. Dr. Larry Arn from Hillsdale College famously says that if you come to Hillsdale College, I couldn't care less about your opinion. That doesn't mean anything. We only got limited time, limited resources. Time is not an infinite value. It's not an infinite resource. So we're going to use our time to talk about things that are beautiful, true, and good, and that are proven. And we're not going to focus on the stuff that's a bunch of garbage. That's what education's supposed to be. Liberal education is not this idea of a bohemian upbringing. Go into the woods, learn whatever you want. It's a total chaos. No, liberal education is a study of liberty, the pursuit of virtue, about ultimate purpose. Liberal education does not mean liberating the teacher to teach garbage. Liberal education means, are you getting the eighth grader to know what is true by the end of the year? And getting them to have an appetite and a desire to continue to want to fight for it and desire it. The National Education Association, they are betting on your surrender. The National Education Association is used to parents acquiescing to their power and when they intimidate you. You see, the new National Education Association resolution says they will name parents by name, fine them, and target them if they dare question the new critical race theory measures that are being put forward. This is best articulated in their president, Brenda Pringle, who says that we are all co-conspirators in the fight for racial justice. And now we see this sort of radicalism play out in everyday life. Let's play cut 13. Now, the American female soccer team denies this. I don't believe them. I think that they are a bunch of liars, and I think that they've already demonstrated they hate the country. 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre, he played the national anthem, and the players of the entire women's Olympic soccer team faced away from him, from both him and the flag. Now, they claim there was another flag. I don't buy it. Sounds like an excuse. Cut 13. Now, the United States Soccer Comms Twitter account says, to be clear, no one turned their back on World War II veteran Pete Dupre during tonight's anthem. Some U.S. women national soccer team players were simply looking at the flag on a pole at the other end in the stadium. You mean they found one fan that happened to have a little flag waving and they're using that as the excuse, with their back turned to the entire ceremony presentation of where the American flag is and was. And excuse us if we're a little bit cynical to these professional athletes that all of a sudden have excuses after they turn their back on the American flag. Joe Biden over the weekend also asked this question. I dare you to tell, or I defy you. What a weird way to word it, right? to tell me what constitutes an American. Let's play cut 10 of Joe Biden saying, I defy you to tell me what constitutes being an American. Cut 10.
I've often said that America is the only nation in the world founded on an idea. Every other nation in the world is founded on basically either that your geography or ethnicity or religion. You can define almost everyone else based on those characteristics. But you can't define an American. I defy you to tell me what constitutes an American. You can't do it.
I defy you to tell me what constitutes an American. Well, let me tell you what constitutes an American, Joe Biden. It's not a skin color. It's not a background. It's a belief. Do you believe that Americans have a moral right to be free? Do you believe that human beings are made in the image of a creator? It's a heritage. It's a people. It's a culture. It is not an idea, Mr. Biden. It is something that supersedes race. What Joe Biden is getting at here is that, well, every person in the world can basically be an American. This is best disproven by the actions and the words and the antics of someone who I think best embodies what it means to be an anti-American American, Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar is not an American. She can call herself an American. She might have a citizenship of an American, but she violates the promise, the contract, and the cooperation of what it means to be a citizen of this great nation. Gratitude. Americans are thankful. So Joe Biden, you say, I defy you to tell me what it constitutes to be an American. We are a thankful people, Joe Biden. We are the most thankful nation ever to exist in the history of the world. That's why we have a whole day dedicated to it. Now, when you're a secular atheist, septuagenarian, confused, angry old man such as Joe Biden, who's doing the bidding of the pharmaceutical company open border tech lobbies that want nothing more than Orwellian surveillance state, they have nothing to be thankful to except themselves. But those of us that believe in an omnipotent, omniscient, and loving creator, we're thankful to something bigger. What does it mean to be an American? What constitutes an American is gratitude, Joe Biden, and also this belief in hope, not just the kind of cliche hope, but hope that tomorrow will be better. And if we apply ourselves in a way that is in concert with the laws of nature and nature's God, as it says in the Declaration, better days can come. You see, Joe Biden basically says there's no difference between an American and a Frenchman. I'll tell you the difference between an American and a Frenchman. We run into the war. They run from the war. They sue for peace, we win wars. Now, I love France. They're really good at pleasure. They're really good at, I guess people like their wine. And what else is France good at? Cheese. Congratulations. The French are also very good at surrender. They have found a wonderful, and again, people get so angry when I bash on the French. If you cannot have lighthearted fun with the French, you're taking yourselves and your life way too seriously. Okay, of course, there's been heroic Frenchmen, and there were also treasonous Frenchmen. We called them the Vichy French. Okay? They were the first people to ever invent the tourniquet and also the white surrender flag with the same fabric. Congratulations. I can keep going, but I won't. I defy you to tell me what constitutes an American. An American goes when there's a crisis, they go into the fire to help. When there's a hurricane, a tsunami, and an outbreak, Americans step up more than any others. I defy you to tell me what constitutes an American, Joe Biden says. An American is one that goes to fight a war that does not concern the people of America, but instead the well-being of humanity. Where instead of asking for land that we can conquer and rule, we ask for land only to bury our dead. An American is someone who is ambitious, who takes risks, who is entrepreneurial at heart. And an American, Mr. Biden, is someone that does not look to deconstruct or destroy, but instead protect, preserve, and advance. You see, Joe Biden was making this speech basically saying, well, why can't a bunch of Islamic Somalians, how are they not American? Well, some of them might be, but I'll use Ilhan Omar as an example. We should not have an immigration policy that brings in millions of Ilhan Omars, that brings in millions of ungrateful, narcissistic, sociopathic, backwards-thinking Islamofascists into America. And that creates a tension point with the promise of the American founding. It creates a collision course with who we are. Joe Biden says we were founded on an idea. Partially true. We are also founded on a tradition, on a moonshot, on principles, on a history, a language, and a culture. See, Joe Biden is trying to make this neoliberal globalist argument that everyone can be an American. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. You must have a buy-in, a belief. You must be willing to assimilate into the fabric and the backbone of our nation. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, that is xenophobic of you. Well, no, that means the fear of outsiders. I am merely saying that there are ideas, there are customs that if they infect the American system and nation, then we will cease to exist. What Joe Biden says is, I defy you to tell me what constitutes an American. Well, Joe Biden, everything that you've been articulating and doing is not American. You, Mr. Biden, are one of the least American presidents in history. You remind me of Woodrow Wilson, a cantankerous, narcissistic, unimpressive, controlled old man who will only be remembered as being a radical. You see, if you really want to speak truth to power with Joe Biden, someone should just say, Mr. Biden, I hope you know, you'll always be remembered as someone who never did the big thing, as someone who was laughed at and mocked at and worthy therefore of. You see, Woodrow Wilson and Joe Biden had this in common. They hated America. Now, some people say, Charlie, that's too much. Joe Biden doesn't hate America. Joe Biden's at war with the American founding every single day. He wants hyperinflation and is happy to embrace it. He wants mass immigration and doesn't think there's anything unique about being an American, such as gratitude, such as an entrepreneurial fervor, self-reliance, the American family, duty and responsibility to a higher ideal. Joe Biden thinks that being an American is capitulating to the far left and being a radical at every turn. I defy you to tell me what it constitutes to be an American. I'll tell you what it means to be an American. Storming Normandy Beach is what it means to be an American, Joe Biden. What it means to be an American is going to fight in the Korean War to liberate South Korea from communist totalitarianism. What it means to be an American, Joe Biden, is to always tell the truth. You see, truth is an American value. Truth is not a value for the rest of the world. Power is, but Joe Biden is a power-hungry septuagenarian who cares first and foremost about his own legacy, of which by certain intelligentsia members will be written favorably, but amongst people that know the truth will always look at Joe Biden as someone who did not finish well. I defy you what it tells me to be an American. Joe Biden, I'm surrounded by strong Americans every day as we produce this program. You working in the White House, you're surrounded by bitter revolutionaries that have been college educated in their late 20s and early 30s that care not to preserve the greatest republic ever to exist in the history of the world, but instead are useful idiots for a campaign of destruction and deconstruction. I implore every single person out there to never accept the premise that Joe Biden put forward. I defy you to tell me what constitutes an American, Joe Biden read off his teleprompter that some 29-year-old from Yale wrote. An American is someone who wants to protect this place, our home, not bitterly revolutionize it. Your resident apparatchiks in Congress had a lot to say this last weekend. Maxine Waters, who thank goodness is not teaching her children, instead she's screaming in the halls of Congress, impeach 45! Impeach 45! That's what she always used to say. Can we get the sound of that? She'd always used to say that. That's all she used to say. She'd just scream randomly through the halls. And you get in their face. And you find them. And you scream at them. And you make them uncomfortable, is what Aunt Maxine would say. Media Matters on line one. July 4th, and so the Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. Equal to what? What men? So you see, Maxine tweets like she screams. Makes no sense. It's just this meandering, just kind of river of consciousness. Isn't it something that they wrote about in 1776 when African Americans were enslaved? They weren't thinking about us then, but we're thinking about us now. Maxine Waters says on July 4th, further, the Declaration of Independence says we should hold these truths be self-evident, yet 17 states have enacted voter suppression laws, and the Supreme Court gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, need I say more? Cori Bush continues. Cori Bush is allegedly a congresswoman, never heard of her before. I laughed because everyone was like, did you see Bush's tweet? I was like, what did George W. Bush say now? I was like, no, it's actually Cori Bush, different Bush. Cori Bush said on July 4th, when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. The land is stolen land and black people still aren't free. Oh, really? What can a white person do that a black person can't do in America, Cori Bush? We know what our freedom looks like and the slavery permitted on the 13th Amendment. Do you know how demented this is to believe that blacks are still enslaved? End the war on drugs. End police violence. End health care, housing, education apartheid. You see, if you just read this at the beginning, end health care, like, okay, that doesn't seem very productive, but she thinks that we're living in South Africa, you see? This is what she says in all caps. We are the experts on our own liberation, and we won't stop until it's won. And then she says here, she just completes herself here. So Cori Bush and Maxine Waters are very ungrateful to live here in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Now, don't tell Aunt Maxine because she might just start screaming and doing her thing of getting very angry. The first state to abolish slavery was Vermont because they were inspired by the Declaration of Independence in 1777. Nowhere in the Declaration does it mention a skin color of a human being. The first anti-slavery convention was held in 1775 in Philadelphia, chaired by Benjamin Franklin. Thomas Jefferson himself put in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence a condemnation of slavery in his own handwriting. Let's just do a little bit of reminder of who we're dealing with Maxine Waters. Cut 18.
I am saying impeach 45. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Thank you so much. Love you all.
Impeach 45 is what she always says. She's on autopilot. What we have here is a crisis of ingratitude. This is the greatest country in the world for black people. Let me say that again. America is the greatest country in the world, in the history of the world, for black people. In fact, if you just took blacks, they're the 18th wealthiest people group in the world, American blacks. Yet we have to be lectured to by Cori Bush and Maxine Waters that we're nothing but as unfree as we were back in the 1850s. She says, we know what's best for us. Well, where this is headed is a movement of self-governance. Eventually, the blacks are going to want to say, they say, we want to govern ourselves and get out of the way. Well, I refuse the premise and I reject the premise for the time being because we are all in one nation. But if that's the way it's headed, that will only play into this kind of slow motion secession that we've talked about for quite some time here on this program. If we do not stand up against people like Maxine Waters and Cori Bush, then you're going to have more things like Vanessa Williams, who sparked outrage for closing the PBS Capitol 4th concert with the Black National Anthem. The hyper-racialization of American politics and American culture will only stop when courageous people like you will say, I've had enough with caring about people's skin color. We're going to focus on character. We're going to focus on the soul and the spirit of human beings, not what you look like. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Hope to see you guys in Tampa, Florida. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.